where we have to adjust to the changes. Continue to serve the Lord, receive teaching, and be able to walk with the Lord and be equipped for his service. We have to take advantage of those things like Zoom. So when we have two seekers every other Wednesday, when we have women's Bible study, which is coming up in the month of October on alternate Wednesdays, when we have ladies' coffees or whatever we're doing, it's for you. We're not doing it just to do another thing, but to allow you opportunities to interact, to have fellowship, and to receive teaching, and to be built up and exhorted in the Lord. So I just encourage you to take advantage of those things. I know there'll be a day where we'll all be able to gather together again safely, and I'm so longing for that to come. But in the meantime, we have to do these things. You can't just get lost and isolated. So I just encourage you to stay connected to one another. By Zoom, by email, by text, whatever means you have to express that you care for one another. Because to the degree that we remain isolated and disconnected, we become a prey to the onslaught of the enemy. Amen? I do, it's a few short weeks now, where Brother Andrew will be arriving from Israel to be with us. And as I've said, if you haven't heard me already, it's going to be a time of great significance. It's fresh teaching the Lord has given him as he's been sidelined from flying from nation to nation and sitting before the Lord. This is all brand new material that he has. And I've seen the notes, I've seen the outline, and it's going to be top shelf. So, as it always is, but I think even more so for the time in which we're living. So I do encourage you to make every effort to be here. I don't think I've forgotten anything. If you weren't here in person or online last week, I began a teaching on, based on a word that God spoke to me in a vision that he gave to me about, where he said, he's turning the page. And the vision was very simple. Probably experienced it. You've been outside with a book or a magazine or something, and the wind begins to kick up, and next thing you know, your pages are going like this. And that's what I saw. And the book is the story or the plan that God has ordained for each of us and for his church. And obviously, the wind Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit going on in my life and in your life and in his church. So with that, we'll go back to our text, Isaiah 46, verses 8 to 11. Remember this and be assured, recall it to mind. You transgressors, remember the former things long past, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established and I will accomplish all my good pleasure, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man of my purpose from far corners. Truly I have spoken, truly I will bring it to pass. I have planned it, surely I will do it. And we serve a God of his word. Not just this word here in the Bible, but when God speaks something, all the power and provision go forth to fulfill it and bring it to pass when he deems the time is right. And for our part, we have to trust him, wait upon him, pray, seek his face, but have the confidence and the trust that he will do that which he says he will do. Amen? And so, I shared what I'll call part one last week of turning the page. And we talked about God turning the page on the past from the first few verses here, verse 9. The former things are long past. And secondly, we talked about he's turning the page because he's God. And there is no one like him. He does what he wants when he wants. Amen? And that includes whatever it is he allows in my life and in your life. You have to learn that and not think it's the devil. A lot of times when conflict arises and challenges arise, we think, we are tempted to think, oh, the devil's coming against me. Well, last I knew, God was still on the throne. He will remain there on my behalf and on your behalf. I think the only time he's not on the throne is when he stands up, when someone receives salvation, if you look to the scripture. So he's turning the page, number three, to call into being from verse 10. There in Isaiah 46. It says, declaring the end from the beginning. And, you know, it's almost hard to remember. You know, we sang that song, the verse of that song, the hour I first believed, and remembering when God did an intervention. Long time ago for many of us, not so long for others. But the scripture says, declaring the end from the beginning. So, if you will, God's plan is always moving forward. God's plan is always in motion. It's never static. And sometimes we have to wait for people or events to cooperate with the Lord. Sometimes we have to cooperate with the Lord for the unfolding of his plan and his purpose in our lives and in the church. But it does not negate the fact that God calls those things into being. Purposes it, he plans it, he declares it, the end from the beginning. Romans 4:17, he calls into being that which does not exist. And the margin note in the New American says, he calls the things which do not exist as existing. You know, that's the creative God. His word is creative. It creates. It sets in motion. Things happen when God speaks. And The Amplified says it speaks of the non-existent things that he foretold or promised as if they already exist. And I don't think that's something we can understand in the natural. It's only at the spirit man can receive the truth of what God does. And you don't have to understand how he does it, you just have to trust that it's him. It lines up with the Word of God. You can live your life according to it. Deuteronomy 11:11-12. Speaking of the promised land before the people of Israel entered it. But it applies to my promised land, those things God has promised, has foreordained for me, and your promised land, and those things he's planned as well. But the land which you are about to cross to possess it, as God turns the page, if you will, the land which you're about to cross to possess it, a land of hills and valleys, highs and lows, ups and downs. It's not always smooth sailing. And just because it isn't, we shouldn't assume, oh, it's not God. Because God's working. He's working things out in my life and in your life. And if everything was always smooth, we wouldn't cry out. We wouldn't lean upon him. We wouldn't depend on him. We wouldn't trust in him. And so this journey to my promised land and your promised land is filled with bumps in the road, so to speak. Verse 12, a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord are always on it from the beginning, even to the end of the year. And so it's talking about the future that God has envisioned for me. The future that he has planned for all of us. And he's committed himself to that plan. And his eye is always on it. And you can bank on it. That which God promised, he delivers. Revelation 21:6-7. He said to me, it is done. When God speaks, it's done. You understand that? You may not, but it's the truth. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes shall inherit these things. And I will be his God, and he will be my son. And so it's speaking of us partnering with the Lord, cooperating with the plan. When things get tough and you don't see, Lord, what's the purpose in all of this? And I know you've said that. I've said it. Right? You just have to keep going. You have to keep trusting. And I'll give you a small preview. The Lord's given me a message, I think, for next week called The Royal Flush. I'm not talking about a poker hand. I'm talking about God getting rid of things in my life and in your life. And I'm looking forward to it. I don't have the meat of the word yet, but I have the word. And Yeah, there are some who would say, well, God's responsible for all this COVID-19 mess. No, he's not. However, he's working within everything that's going on, everything that's happening. Romans 8:28, he's going to use for your good. But it's up to you to not get cranky, grumble, complain. It's up to you to be grateful, to know he's with you, he's for you, he's not against you. And you will make it because God's power will take you where God wants you to go. So we need to follow his leading and example and speak to those things that are not as if they are. Walking in the truth of 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. You're always going by what you see. You actually can be misled. It's contrary to the way you would think. You have to walk by the Spirit. God has filled you with his Spirit so that you can discern, so that you can understand and walk in faith. And when you feel like you need more faith, you don't have faith, you ask for more. And he will give it. Number four, he's turning the page to establish his purpose. He says there in verse 10 in our text in Isaiah 46, my purpose will be established. And I will accomplish all my good pleasure. There's nothing random in what God does and what God says. It's calculated, it's deliberate, it's purposeful, and it's fruitful. It bears fruit. It succeeds, in other words. Psalms 33:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart from generation to generation. Psalms 37:23. The steps of a man are established, or King James says ordered, by the Lord. And he, the Lord, delights in his way. The Lord delights in seeing his purpose fulfilled in my life and in your life. That's what that scripture is saying. It's not saying he's delight in what he's doing. No, it's saying he delights in the unfolding and your response to the unfolding of his purpose in your life. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love, and he will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. This is his heart. He's exulting over you. He's shouting, yes, that's my son. Look at that boy. Look at that gal. He's mine. He's following me. And I delight in him. So we need to look to him for guidance, direction, provision. He's ready and able to supply whenever you and I call upon him. And I actually got a verse as I was praying this morning in the office. 2 Chronicles 16:9, which says, the eyes of the Lord move to and fro to strongly support those whose heart is his, is completely his. And so, when you don't know, or you don't feel that God is with you, or you don't feel his presence, you need to confess that scripture. And you You need to examine your heart. Why not? Why don't I feel this? Because the truth of the word says he's always watching, he's always moving on my behalf, but he does want that heart of ours to be fully given over to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And number five, he's turning the page to fulfill his plan. From verse 11, which says, "Truly I have spoken, truly I will bring it to pass. I have planned it, surely I will do it." If you have any doubt that God is for you, and God has a plan, and he has committed himself and the resources of heaven to it, read that verse of Scripture. Turning the page to fulfill his plan. "Truly I have spoken, and I will bring it to pass." Isaiah 55:11. "So will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." Just getting a vision now of like a guided missile. You know, it's programmed, and even if the target moves, that missile adjusts, it recalculates to hit the target. And so, I mean, sometimes we're not obedient children. And so if we stray, deviate or even rebel against the plan of God, that word hones in. God will speak to us and deal with us right where we're at. That's the beauty of the Word of God. It's very specific. It hits the target that God intends it to hit. Isaiah 14:20. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, "Surely, just as I have intended, so it has happened, and just as I have planned, so it will stand." One that can say that with 100% certainty is him. Because he knows what he's doing in my life and in your life and in his church and in his kingdom. Master has a master plan, a masterful plan, and he has committed himself, his power, and his resources to assure its success and fulfillment. And that applies to me, that applies to you, that applies to this church, it applies to the church, universal. And that was something that struck me about that event in Washington, D.C. yesterday, the return. I saw the multifacets of the body of Christ, whether it was way they spoke a word, whether it was their kind of worship. It was just a spectrum. It was not everything was like, "Oh yeah, that's what I like," but I respected it and I looked at it, if you will, through the eyes of the Lord. Felt his pleasure that all the streams of the body of Christ were gathering together in unity to pray, to prophesy, to seek his will and his plan in this hour. Very, very special. So God will do his part, but what will we do? How will we respond? God turns the heat up. When God begins to show you things in your life that you don't want to deal with, when you don't want to look at it, that are standing in the way of progress moving forward into His plan, purpose, and into the destiny He has ordained for your life. So I would say you and I need to ready ourselves to step into His plan. We need to make ourselves available. You need to make yourself available to pray, to serve, and to sow into His kingdom plan and purposes. And I'll close with a few verses from Proverbs. Proverbs 4:26. Watch the path of your feet and your ways will be established. You know, you can't just do what you feel like. God wants to be involved in every decision, every plan that you might that might come into this area here, this what we call our brain. But it shouldn't be processed through the brain, because it's not always going to make sense. That's why we need faith. It's not always going to make sense what God says something or requires something of us. So watch our feet and submit our feet, really, is what it's saying, to the Lord, to the Holy Spirit, and your ways will be established. Proverbs 16:3, commit your ways to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Saying much the same thing there. So, what am I saying? What's the Lord saying about turning the page? Pay attention. I would even say we need to be praying more than we've ever prayed. Prayer is a lifestyle. If you wait till you feel like praying, you probably won't pray. If you wait for a convenient time to pray, you probably won't pray. Pay attention, pray, be faithful, and be grateful. I think that the Lord was telling me that part, the last part there about being grateful, is I think sometimes we don't appreciate the work of the Lord. Because sometimes things are inconvenient. And He draws us out of our comfort zone. Do you like it? No. Do you need to flow with it? Yes. Either He's in charge, either He is Lord, or He's not. So this is where the rubber meets the road. When things don't go our way, when things don't make sense. So pray, be faithful, be grateful, and He will use you when, while, and following the turning of His page. Turning of the page. You know, the expression, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, probably applies to what God is saying what He's intending when He says He's turning the page. You have to have a vision for the end. You have to be seeking the Lord all along the way. You have to be paying attention. You have to be praying. No, you don't just stumble into the will of God. Don't be naive. You don't just stumble. It's a process of living according to His word, living according to the truth, walking by faith and not by sight. You don't just stumble into it. Oh, wow. No. God guides you. The Holy Spirit leads you into His will and into what gives him pleasure and delight. But hope you take this word to heart, even study the word. I believe this is just setting the foundation for where we're going to go in the coming weeks. Bless your day. Person or online. Abundant blessings and favor.